The Lehigh Valley Business Sentiment Index dropped for a third quarter in a row.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Cameron Afshar survey of local businesses recorded a third drop in a row in the local business sentiment in July. Just a little background. This is a quarterly survey of the Valley businesses that has been conducted since 1998. Yes, we have been doing this for a long time. This is the third drop in a row for the index since last October. The index of business sentiment and the overall confidence in the economy dropped 6.4% below its January level and 9% below its last October's level. The indicator which dropped most was the index of actual hiring over the last 6 months, losing 4% just in the last quarter. This is on top of two other large drops in the previous quarter, placing the index actually 12% below its October 2018 level, dropping it now below the strong growth range that it was in. Another index with a large decline since last October is the index of plans for future hiring, which has dropped 11% since then. While some of this decline is due to the fact that not only the pool of labor has shrunk, but that what is left in the expertise within the limited supply has thinned out significantly. Over the last 6 months, companies between 51 and 100 employees were most active in hiring, while the least active in the field of new hiring, as usual, were companies with fewer than 6 employees, which incidentally constitute more than half of all the businesses in Lehigh Valley. The businesses which did most of the hiring among our respondents were led by healthcare and information sectors. The index of actual purchasing over the last 6 months rose slightly in July, putting it now only 5% below its last October's level. But the interesting story is that the same businesses which increased their actual purchases in July at the same time dropped their plans for future purchases, putting the index now 8% below its last October's level. We are now 122 months into this recovery, officially the longest recovery in recent history. The previous record holder lasted 120 months between 1991 and 2001. The economy is still humming along, and the stock market is trying very hard to keep some of its gain for the year, at least as of this taping. The inverted term structure of interest rate is a negative indicator which has appeared for the future of the economy. Even without a full-fledged trade war or an unanticipated global disaster, the economy appears to be moving toward a slowdown over the course of the next 18 months. While this is not a forecast of a recession, it is a forecast of slowing in the rate of growth of the U.S. economy. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.